Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Ray Fittipaldo joins from the Post Gazette. He covers the Steelers. We were just talking about a fake wedding. Ray's sister had a very real wedding that set the cookie record in North America.
Oh, Ray, that's right.
How many cookies did your sister have at her wedding?
I don't know. It keeps growing every time we bring it up. So I don't know. What are we, 25,000 though?
That's what I heard. 25,000 at the Fez.
I thought it was 30.
Yes. All right, Steelers, Mike Tomlin. What he said yesterday was rather interesting stuff, I guess. He says we could shift some personnel, but what personnel is there to change? Witherspoon in for Pierre, maybe? There's not some personnel there to make some wide-swathing changes, right?
No, there just isn't. I mean, you look at the way this roster is constructed, big salaries at, you know, with TJ and with Ben and Cam. I mean, there's just not a lot of quality depth to be had here. And, you know, you could have had Robert Spillane in there for Bush, you know, but that's kind of out the window now. Mike indicated he's not going to play this week. Here are a couple things that, you know, they could look at this week. Zach Banner goes in at right tackle. Then you make a choice. Does Chooks start over Dan Moore at left tackle, or do you stick with Dan Moore? And then also, you know, he talked about the deploying of personnel and how they have to look at that. So maybe Derek Watt gets some more run as a fullback, and maybe you actually look at schematics in addition to your personnel. But honestly, you know, other than what you mentioned with Witherspoon and Pierre on defense, I just don't know if there's a lot you can do right now.
He seemed fairly, I guess the word's resigned, Ray, to this team's fate yesterday. You know, laughing a couple times when people ask, like, what's the fix, or can you do better at this or that? And it just struck me that to build off of Colin's point about the personnel changes, there's not much you can do with this team right now. They are what they are.
Yeah, and listen, you know, I feel like we should keep mentioning it, but it's not an excuse. But this team has been injured, and they're going to be injured for this game. So they have to find a way to overcome. Look at the Baltimore Ravens. They have overcome injuries all season. They lost their entire running backs room, basically, in training camp, and they're 7-3, and they're still finding ways to win. That's what good teams do. And for whatever reason, this team hasn't done it. You know, there's a lack of identity, I think, on offense and defense. And this was building throughout the last couple of weeks, but I think you really saw it in the Cincinnati game. This team lacks physicality, and they lack fight. And when you don't have those two things and you're fighting an uphill battle talent-wise, then you're really in trouble. And, you know, 41-10, I never thought I would see it with this team and specifically with this defense, but that's where they are right now.
Fan Morning Show presented by Matt Mertz Plumbing, now part of the Armstrong Comfort Solutions family. Ray Fittipaldo, we love him. He works for the Post-Gazette, and he talks to us once a week. What do you make of Bryant McFadden on our show? And then on social media, Vince Williams, both alluding to, not even alluding to, getting right to the heart of the matter and saying, lay off a Devin Bush. There's an emotional issue happening with him right now.
I did see Vince's tweets yesterday. I have to be honest with you. I don't know what McFadden said, but in terms of, you'll have to explain that to me.
Well, he echoed pretty much what Vince Williams said, that there could be some deeper things happening, and you don't know how tough it is to come back from an injury and not be able to go ahead and produce the way you used to, and it weighs on your mind, and things become – it starts physical and can become mental, and I think we don't realize that the man in the arena shouldn't have everybody kind of coming at him as hard as they're coming at him.
Yeah, I mean, listen, there is some truth to that. You know, these ACL recoveries are different for different people. You know, that's been medically proven. You know, the concerning thing for me, though, is when you talk to coaches and you talk to others who know the game, and that reading and reacting part isn't there. So just take out the physical aspect of it, right? You know, and I think Vince also mentioned he could be and should be playing, I forget what the exact words were, but with more passion or, you know, something along those lines. Should be playing harder, I think, is what was at the root of one of those tweets. That's the concerning thing for me. I mean, I hope for Devin's sake that, you know, 18, 24 months out, he is much better, because that would mean he would have a long professional football career. But the lack of his ability to process the game right now, and, you know, Mike again said yesterday, it's because he only has X number of games under his belt. But, you know, Mike also mentioned this player yesterday who's has much less experience and seems to be doing very well. Patrick Queen out of LSU, who's fit right into that Baltimore defense and looks really, really good. That game was awful on Sunday night between the Ravens and the Browns, but Patrick Queen really stood out. So that's the type of player the Steelers need. Maybe Devin Bush was going to be that before the injury, but he's not that now.
Steelers insider Ray Fittipaldo, he covers them for the Post-Gazette with us here on the Fan Morning Show. So if you can't do much personnel-wise, you're not going to change your schemes and systems with 6 weeks left to go. Could Mike Tomlin be well served by maybe embracing some of that criticism he's gotten from recent Steelers like Ryan Clark, McFadden on our show, Arthur Motes, Chris Hoke, all these people embracing it and telling guys, listen, this is the week. It's Ravens week. Go a little homecoming rah-rah if you have to. And remind these guys, you know, have one of these old Steelers talk to these guys, even if it's over Zoom, and say, listen, this is the week to turn your season around. Is there anything left in that motivational tactic right now, Ray?
I don't know if you need it for guys like Cam Hayward and, you know, some of the other guys who are
right,
who are good pros. But, you know, maybe some of these other guys actually do need that. And I want to bring up one example, because I think what Ryan Clark said, what all those guys, Chris Hoke, Rocky Blyer, I think they were getting to, you know, they were saying what's the root of the problem here. And I 100% agree with them. There was a play, I don't know if you guys remember, where Pat Freiermuth caught a short pass. He was out of bounds, and Trey Hendrickson clearly pushed him out of bounds.
It would have been a penalty on the Steelers sideline. It was on the other sideline, so it wasn't.
Right.
I firmly believe if it was on the Steelers sideline and people went crazy, there would have been a penalty.
So here's my point with that. Take the officials out of it. There was no response from the Steelers whatsoever. And I, you know, Pat Freiermuth, he's probably afraid to get a penalty.
Right. 10 years ago, 15 Steelers would have ran over there.
Yep. It's exactly my point. There was no pushback whatsoever. And I feel like the Bengals were emboldened before that. And they were certainly emboldened after that, and they just bullied the Steelers all over the field. There is zero fight.
I agree.
Right now.
I watched that play, and I said Pouncey, DeCastro, and Ramon Foster would have been on those guys before Freiermuth hit the ground.
I mean, if you're a Steelers fan this week and something like that happens, I would applaud a 15-yard penalty just because I know, hey, they're actually engaged in the game right now, and they're actually going to show some play.
Does that loop back, though? Like, you talk about this being valuable maybe to the younger guys, the reinforcement of, hey, it's Ravens week, and this is how we play, and tough and physical and all that. But then on the other hand, we've got the second-round draft pick from last year talking about playing music in practice. Like, is that the kind of reinforcement that these guys need to be reminded that, I think as Ryan Clark or someone else put it, just because you put on the Steelers jersey doesn't mean you put on that ethos, that blue-collar work ethic, I'm going to go out there and kill myself for this team if I have to, that happens by virtue of putting it into practice, not just slipping on a certain color jersey.
Yeah, I mean, that was disgraceful what Claypool not only what he said, which was disgraceful, but the timing of it and, you know, not being able to sort of read the mood in the room sort of thing. I just don't know what to say about that. You know, all this stuff about these young guys coming into the league and you have to acquiesce to them and they need to have cell phone breaks. No, tough. No, we're going to do it the way we did it. 15, 20 years ago when we were winning Super Bowls. And I don't care if I draft you in the second round. If you don't adapt, then you're not going to be here after 4 years. So, I'm probably as sick about that as anything that I've heard in quite some time. And I know some others have made their thoughts known about that as well, guys who are on the team, and I agree with them as well.
You think Najee Harris is happy right now?
Above and beyond the 41-10 drubbing. I know he wanted the ball on that San Diego game, or the L.A. game on the goal line, and he didn't get it. But, no, he can't be happy. What's he have, 18 carries or 16 carries the last two games? His line isn't doing a great job in front of him, so they got to find a way to get that turned around. He is an impact player who's not making an impact now for a lot of reasons.
But aren't he and Freiermuth indicative, I guess, Ray, of the fact that not every young guy that comes into the league has to have that like you said, cell phone break mentality, and it's always got to be fun? Like, those guys strike me, by virtue of the fact that they're probably just as upset as the veteran leaders.
Green will work, too.
Yeah, they're just as upset as the veteran leaders who vocalized it on Sunday, Cam Hayward and T.J. Watt, those guys seem like it almost flies counterintuitively to the fact that Claypool is taken in the draft a year before them, but those guys seem more like they're built more as future Steelers leaders than him.
I absolutely 100% agree with you. Some of those guys who are 2 and 3 and 4 year vets, they should go work 12 and 14 hours a day like Najee is. Stay late, do whatever you can to help out your football team. I agree with you. Those young guys are guys to build around, and they're going to be a part of the solution. The Steelers got to find a way to weed out or to change the culture with some of the other guys. I'm not saying there's 10 guys like Chase Claypool, but there are probably more than just one, two. And if they can't change them, if they can't teach them the Steelers way, then they're probably going to have to rid themselves of those contracts in the coming years here, I would say.
All right, before we let you go, one fun one. Did you have little Paul Fittipaldo throwing salt out there on the driveway yesterday morning, Ray?
I did not. We didn't get much snow out here, but that day's coming soon, you know. Years old, pretty soon he's going to be taking away the snow shoveling and the grass cutting duties away from me.
From old man Ray. Did you buy your salt yet, Ray?
I think I have some left over from last year, so I have held off.
Okay, good job. Good job by you. Yeah. Just want always be remember preparing to fail, failing to prepare,
right,
all that,
kind
of stuff, yeah. Ray. All right, thank you much. We'll talk next week.
All right, guys, talk to you.
Thanks, Ray.
Take it easy. Ray's going to eat some Buckeyes, and he's going to eat some Pitzels. He's a big Christmas cookie guy. Oh, Ray is.
I mean, you can't beat the Pitzel corner of a cookie day.
Yeah, I like it. Oh,
just keep the anise ones away.
Big Pitzel. I'll eat them all. I like them all.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.